unfavorable position. The Lord is there. Solution is there. He is not vindictive that wants to punish you. But the punishment has come only to teach you. The punishment is there, but coming from an affectionate hand, only to teach you, to improve you, to help you, not to punish you. We are to see like that, all dangers. We are advised. And then, in no time it will be cleared. The mist will be cleared. The bad weather will vanish. And sunlight water will, weather will come and return. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Gaur Hari Bol. Okay.
Maharaj,
just checking me. This is a very important slok in Bhagavatam. The key to solution of our life, success. Tattena kampan susamikkaman bhunjanai vayatma. While you are suffering from your previous bad action, try to see the grace of the Lord there in. And in no time it will be clear. Ridhvara Bapu by word, thought and deed, not partially, the whole self. Namaste, Jive Taju, Mukti Padesha Dayava. He is entitled to get emancipation from the hands of all those dangers. Hari is entitled to be released from unfavorable circumstances. That is the key to life, success of life. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. And we are advised to see everything in connection with Krishna. He is praying, it is his prayer. He is praying. Kanani kam nahitavadham dharm. If any lady comes to you, oh, she is for the enjoyment of Krishna. Not for anyone. Not what to speak of me, not to be enjoyed by anyone, but only for Krishna. The ladies are for Krishna. The money for Lakshmi, for Narayana. And the glory, the fame for Gurudev, Baladev, Nityananda, who gives the absolute to the world. He is eligible to command all the fame, all the glory of the world. Because he is giving glory to everyone by distributing the absolute good. Baladev Guru, Nityananda. The whole fame, whole credit is under his claim. He can claim the whole credit, whole glory of fame. And the whole energy Narayan can command. Enjoyment of lady love reserved for Krishna. Kanak Kamini Pratishtha. Three owners of the three aspects of enjoyment. Kanak Kamini Pratishtha. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. They are due. Hare Krishna. The whole credit will go to Guru, who is distributing the truth to the world. The whole credit. He commands the old credit. Guru means Baladev. and the mother's was Radharani. She commands the whole credit of giving Krishna to the world. Krishna belongs to her as if her property. Krishna is the property of Radharani. She can distribute him to any and everybody. In the highest type of vision, it is so. And in little lower, Baladev Nityananda, Vatsalya Sakya Madhur. Without Madhur, Vatsalya Sakya, Santo Dasya, all commanded by Baladev and Nityananda. And only Madhur Rasa, including all in different types, commanded by Radharani. She can give Krishna wholesale, and they can give partly. Partly, up to Vatsalya. A wholesale distribution only is allowed only, can be allowed only by Radharani. Gaurhoi. Sukhdev could not take the name of Radharani in that scholarly assembly when he was giving Bhagavatam. No mention of Radharani's name in Bhagavatam. Jiv Goswami has given the explanation why in that scholarly section who cannot appreciate that higher form of parokya love. They are scholars, but they are not high type devotee. So Sukhdev could not take the name of Radharani in that assembly of the scholars, who will fail to appreciate the parokya, parokya rasa, seva sadvisa Radharani of the gopis, absolute type of sadvisa, not under any law or regulation, either social or religious, crossing both social and religious law. Religious conception and social demand, crossing everything. The complete unconditional surrender towards Krishna, that is the highest position. Wholesale surrender. Wholesale surrender, neglecting the existing social and religious laws of the country. Ignoring society as well as religion. So much risk to serve Krishna with whole heart, that is found there. So Radharani's name could not be taken in the scholars' assembly by Sukadeva Goswami. This is the explanation as given by Jiva Goswami in his Sandarbha. Gaur Hari Bol. So I take when take name of Radharani, I give some pranam. Oh, please forgive me, I am not qualified to take your name. I am not coming. I am making much, saying much in my small tongue. In my mean tongue, I am taking your name. Forgive me. Forgive me, I have got the audacity of taking your name. Gaur Hari, forgive me. She is so high, so great, so noble. We can't consider ourselves fit to take her name. Sukhdev Goswami did not take her name in the whole of Bhagavad, where he has given. What is the true perception, true idea of divine love? The basis of divine love has been shown there rightly. Above knowledge. Love is above knowledge. love intellect, above rationality, as he told, rationality, above rationality, intellectualism, the plane of love, the vibration of that plane is love, absolute, absolutely towards Krishna, ignoring all other demands coming from the near environment. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Nidai Gaur Hari Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Nidai Gaur Hari. What's the time? Four?
It's 4:30.
30. That's today I close here. Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Gaur Hari Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Bhagavan Bhishma. Things should also be taken here. They also came and we had a talk and I tried to instruct this lady, Manjuwali. Vaishnava Charan also cried, wept, both. Anyhow, they gave consent. Again he may go for the service of Krishna. We are releasing him for Guru Maharaj's service. As the one to keep the prestige of ISKCON, he should return to ISKCON as a sannyasi, which was already conferred to him by Kirtananda Maharaj. I asked to give a letter of request to Kirtananda Maharaj of giving you second time this sannyas, this robe, and just to go to Katwa, where Mahaprabhu took his sannyas, to get your mental strength there. At that place you take a sannyas again, what you got previously from Kethalamanda. Charu Swami was sent, and Charu Swami handed over the red cloth of sannyas, as well as that dandam. They are just on the part of Mahaprabhu's sannyas. But this too weak-minded person could not keep it. Again,
A letter from Bodhinarayana, 8th.
Kunda.
Only 4th.
Bodhinarayana, yes.
They read slowly.
Approach, how we can improve our position and approach nearer to Krishna. By leaving away our internal hankerings for any other things than Krishna and his servitors. That is the problem for everyone. How? Thus, it reminds me that these hard chances are coming to take us a step further towards closer to Him. But apparently we think that this is troublesome and heart aching and trying to push us down, but actually it is not so. So Queen Kunti invited such unfavorable positions. Unfavorable position. They come only to give us a lift. We are under trial. Anyhow, we must have to cross the line and advance go forward towards Krishna. One by one, weeds are coming to take us away from Krishna. But we must swim across to go nearer. The weeds will surely come. Surely come. Taste. Okay? সকালবেলা যে দেখিনি কোথায় ছিল দিজ আর কামিং টু আস আস টেস্ট টু প্রুভ আওয়ার ফেথফুলনেস টু হিম টু টেক প্রুভ faithfulness in service. So we should not be afraid of those waves that are coming apparently to push us away, but really it is not so. Must not be afraid. With heart within and the God overhead, we shall boldly stand those tests. We have to stand. It is not the path will be filled with flower. It is all covered with flowers. Not that at all. Not at all. It is continuous, it is dynamic. It has got no end. Even the competition is in the higher stage. In the higher stage, when the original representative of particular service of particular rasa, they are in the similar position. I can't serve. I can't serve. I am not satisfied by rendering service to my boy or to my friend or to my lord. No satisfaction. No satisfaction. Always in mind. That means it is always progressive eternally. Eternally progressive. The journey in the infinite is like that of such nature. Always running, running, running. Progressing, progressing, no end. And with this disappointment, I can't. I fail to do to my satisfaction. I fail to render service up to my satisfaction. This is the very nature in the world of infinite. We are finite beings, lost there. But still we have got our paraphernalia of our own nature there. A long journey, long travel. But if we have good association, good group, in a group we are going, then the disappointment, rejection are minimized. if we had a favorable group for us to make a long journey by chatting with them, talking with them about the Lord, we can go. We can't know the weariness of the of the journey, long walking, fatigue. We forget all these things. So Krishna Bhakti Janma Mool Hai Sadhu Sangha. The very origin of the devotion to Krishna comes from the association of the sadhu. Krishna Prem Janme Tino Munotiha Mukhanga. And when we acquire a drop of divine love within our heart, then also our hope, solace, consolation, help, or everything we get from the association of the devotees. Of the devotees are all in all. From the beginning up to end, our favorable companion can help us in our journey towards infinity. They are something solid, some concrete, similar in nature with me. So, only with interchange of our thought, our good, bad, everything, our hope, our despair, everything, they can appreciate, and in a group we can go on. Sadhu sangha. Otherwise, if we are alone, we'll think, oh, what are you doing? I am where? In a group. Where the group is chasing? Chasing you? Where the group? Goose. A reaction may come, and he may leave his bhajan and go away. So our Guru Maharaj gave, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati gave very much stress on the association of the devotees. Dushtamon, tumi kishir vaishnava. Pratishthat tari nirjanera ghari. You want, in a solitary place to take the name of Krishna. This is a hoax of Maya. She will come and take you by your ear. You won't be able to fight for a long time if alone. But always try to be with the mode to do anything and everything service with so many other devotees. You will get strength from one another, and long march will be very pleasant thing to you. So a sincere devotee will always hanker after a good association, good company, who will be able to help me, giving encouragement at every stage. No, it is near, very near, let us go. Let us go a little more, and then we shall get some clue. And this, anyhow, the mutual, the Napoleonic chair. I was told that once Napoleon reached somewhere with the soldiers in a marshy land, and standing there for a long time, they are very much tired. And at least they wanted to take a seat for some time. Can't go on standing any longer. Then he put them in a circle and asked them to take their seat. Everyone is giving seat to another and he is also sitting on another's lap, in this way in a circle. Everyone was a seat and everyone got a seat. Do you follow? In a circular way. So everyone gave a seat on the thigh to one. And he also took in the other, in a circular way, everyone could take their seat. So sadhu sangha is like that. When my mind is little depressed, you will come to encourage me. When you are little depressed, I shall go to a long journey. There are scriptures, there are other lives of the sadhus. By consulting them, by remembering, reminding their association, in this way it is very comfortable, the journey to go towards. The books, that is secondary, and the primary assistance should come from the living books, living scriptures, that is the Vaishnava, the saints. Otherwise, one will think for some time, for a few days, who is not very advanced stage, and then it is not in mere imagination. They will leave everything and went back. That is it. So, Pratishthar ghare, Nirjaner ghare tava harinam, Dushtamon tumi kishir vaishno. Pratishthar tari Nirjaner ghare tava harinam kevalo kaita. Kaitav means chalana, deception, self-deception. Self-deception. If you are really hankering for God consciousness, you should not be afraid of seeing God consciousness in some other person. You must feel encouraged. So sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sattva shastra. It reminds me more from the letter of that lady whom I called daughter. When this Manjuari, after weeping, she gave consent. Yes, Maharaj, and I quoted the example of Vishnupriya. Vishnupriya allowed her, allowed Nimai Pandit, the Chaitanya Dev, to go away for, to work for Krishna consciousness. And she lived whole of her life. She was a girl of 14. But she lived her solitary life, giving Nimai Pandit towards the people for, to get preach Krishna consciousness. So you also give up your husband to become, and your son will also be a general. I told this little Vaishnava Charan, when grown up with proper training, he will also turn to be a general to fight against Maya like his father. Very much encouraged the parent, and anyhow they went away to London, and this gentleman went towards the east. But to our disappointment, my that attempt is not seems to be successful. Does not seem to be successful, but he deplored. Actually, his will of the Absolute, we must think, it is all for the best. It is all for the best. Virajaya mai dandam dina bandhu dayamba gotiriyo no bhavatta kaji danyam masti. Rupa Goswami says, Dinabandhu Dayamba, oh, the Lord of the old helpless, you may restore your kindness to me, or you may come to punish me very cruelly. The cruel punishment may come from you. It is also possible. Or the gracious, either punishment or kindness, grace, you may do. You may administer anything. You are free. You are absolute. But what is my position? My position is, I have no other alternative. Whatever however you want to deal with me, I shall have to accept it on my head patiently. No other alternative I have got. No alternative for me to go away from you. Either you punish me or you base me. Both is one equal to me. I won't go back. Just as the example he gave of a particular bird. What is that bird? Chatoko. In Sanskrit the name is Chatoko. There is a kind of bird who always drinks water from the raindrop, and never they are accustomed to take any water, however thirsty, from the ground, whether it may be a spring or the river or the lake, from nowhere, they will take even a single drop of water. They are, however thirsty they may be, they will always pray to the sky, to the clouds, fatigue job. Their sound is similar to this. A drop of water, drop of water. In this way they cry with their faces, faces, Uddha.
Big.
Above.
The top.
Above. With their faces above to the sky. A drop of water. And water may come profusely in the rain, or a thunder also may come and effacing from the world. He does not care whether thunder coming or water coming, but he will always want going on praying a drop of water, a drop of water in this way. Our position is just like that. Either punishment comes like thunder, heavy punishment, to demolish me, to efface me from the world, or refuse water, rain water, to bathe me, to quench my thirst with me. No other alternative. This is Ananya Bhajan, exclusive devotion. I am meant for that, I am designed for that, I am destined for that. You are my master, you are my Lord, and not for the temporary transaction, eternal. Such preparedness we must have within our home. Then we will be able to taste how sweet How sweet the experience we can gather from this service. We are up to mark. If we are up to mark, then we can get the chance of some extraordinarily sweet taste in the service of the Lord. As much as hunger, so much sweet taste in the tongue. Sweetness depends on the hunger. A healthy body is measured by his hunger. Whether the man is healthy, we can measure it by his appetite. Yes, appetite is all that. Yes, full health. So appetite, we have to increase our appetite. Appetite. Alertness, requirements for Krishna. And the slight touch of His grace will inundate our heart with the most desirable sweetness we cannot conceive any time in our life. Inconceivable taste. Krishna. In Vrindavan we find none is satisfied by discharging his duties towards the service of Krishna. All mad to do and dissatisfaction. I can't do, I am not able to do up to mark. Below the mark, all these things. That is the peculiarity. This should be the relationship of the finite towards the infinite. Finite and infinite. Only such a relationship is possible. Finite can never say, I have got in my fist, within my fist. But at the same time, it is a peculiar thing. That one will think, just that there is a saying that one does not, can't see he one's this, that any moment he may die, this fact one may not think. And at the same time, near Paramayu and operate Dham. A moneyed man is never satisfied with his cat. Others say, no, I am in want. But he has got money. Always say that he has got money, I am in poverty. That is the nature with the moneyed man. I have no money, but he has got money. So here also, I have no devotion, but he has got devotion. Krishna is there. That is a point of understanding to us. He is full in my Gurudev, he is tasting. The Vaishnava, Parshada, they are mad in tasting. But that very Parshada devotee, he says, no, I am not feeling any touch of Krishna. Where is he? Generally, this is the case. And whenever a little connection, little touch has, it becomes mad. Sambhu vipralambha. Gaur Hari Bol. Jai Gaur. This separation, the feeling of separation is normal and safe. And the feeling of union is mostly treacherous to the lower section. They may mistake one thing for another thing. The possibility of going down. So Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Dev, he showed for us the path of union and separation, safest way. I have got him, that is dangerous. Mostly the cases are bogus. We must be very much careful about that. There is another thing, getting anything and everything, I have got from touch of the Lord. There we must meet. Very careful. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol. I close here. The class. Swami Bhakti Siddhanta. Prabhupada ki jai. Aisi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj ki jai. With this wording that may be distributed. No letter from another post office to the land that Mysore, including Narayana. And then, as Brinda, she has got some function in the management of the whole of Vrindavan Leela. Again, she has got some particular function in Bhajadila as a individual gopi. Three faces. And sometimes Radharani herself says that all my attainment is due to the grace of Tulsi Devi. In my previous life, he says, I showed my reverential service to Tulsi Devi. So, I have got some favor of Krishna, this life. In this way she is representing her. These are all in Gyan Sunna. Devotion mixed with ignorance. Gyan Sunna Bhakti. Mixed with ignorance or independent of measuring the measurable. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol. Another question she has got?
She's asking, is it better in Krishna consciousness to use skills and desires you have, or is it better to go out on book distribution, and which is more purifying? And what service do you want me to do for you?
One book distribution, another, this archan.
Is it, her idea is that she wants to teach Gurukula. And so for the deities. And caring for Tulsi Devi.
By the higher Vaishnava. That has got some immediate value.
Asking why is it an offense to pick Tulsi leaves on Dwadasi?
Because it is supposed that Tulsi Devi, she has observed Ekadashi fasting. Mm-hmm. এখানে দু দিন উপবাস করে আছেন, সুতরাং ওখানে অল্প খেয়েছে তাঁর কষ্ট হবে। এরকম শোনা আছে, হরিভক্তি বিলাসে কিছু দেয়া আছে দেখলে হয়। আপনি কোথায় যাচ্ছেন? ঘরে ইফ উই গেট ভক্তি দেন অটোমেটিক্যালি এভরি ইনঅসপিশিয়াস থিংস উড বি রিমুভ। জেনারেল ডিভোশন মিন্স ক্লেশ অগ্নি শুভদা মোক্ষ লঘু চাকৃত সুদূর লালা সন্দানন্দ বিশেষা শ্রীকৃষ্ণা কলসিমী চষা বাই দি প্রোগ্রেস অফ ডিভোশন ইন জেনারেল অল দিজ স্টেজেস উই উইল হ্যাভ টু পাস থ্রু দি ফার্স্ট স্টেপ অল দি ট্রাভেলস উইল বি রিমুভ দি সেকেন্ড অল গুড সিমটমস উইল অ্যাওয়েকেন দি থার্ড শুভদা মোক্ষ লঘু চাকৃত Even we shall be able to be little mere liberation or emancipation. Then sudur lava, yet it is very hard to get the grace of devotion. The fourth, then sudur lava, chandalanda vishisa atma, inexpressible and very too much intense joy when the devotion can give us it.